You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Roy O'Neill joins us now, our correspondent, following what's happening with the real estate world out there, as we've all seen how it's pretty much been a pretty good situation for homeowners through the pandemic, despite everything else kind of going sideways. Values of homes have really gone up, and it's been kind of a seller's market. But Roy, is the trend continuing, or are we starting to level off? What are you seeing?
Well, good morning, JT. Well, maybe not level off, but at least maybe taking our foot off the gas pedal when it comes to this market. You know, year over year, there's been a 19.5% increase in the value of your home on average from September to September. But what's interesting is that from August to August, that number was 19.8%. So why that little dip? What's going on? Is it something that's starting a trend? And now that we have interest rate increases on the horizon, maybe we should be wondering if the housing market will finally start to settle into reality, because it's been on this skyrocketing trajectory, as you said, for years.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been pretty alarming and eye-opening, even for Judy and I, as we were talking with some real estate folks about what's going on in our neighborhood and the value of our home. And I remember I was sitting out on the deck with one of my friends talking about it, and I go into the kitchen where Judy was, and I said, hey, you're not going to believe this, but our home's, you know, gone up about 25% in value. She goes, what?
Wow.
I said, maybe we should sell it. And then I thought, wait a minute, where are we going? Now we got to go buy something that's also up in price.
Right, and we've talked before about how it's almost impossible for young couples to find a starter home, though that inventory is very, very tight. That's one of the reasons that's keeping these prices climbing. And look, to be clear, I'm not talking about 2008 and a repeat of the housing crisis. I'm just saying, you know, things may finally start to be coming down to a more reasonable increase. You know, Phoenix led the way in year-over-year value increases, 33%. And how is that sustainable year over year for those numbers? So I think we're maybe finally starting to see a little the air coming out of that balloon, but in a controlled way.
Yeah, well, the good thing about real estate, Sue, historically speaking, over decades and decades and decades, real estate maintains its value and does quite well. There have been instances like you referred to in 2008 where it just tanked. But that is a rare, you know, phenomenon that happens only every once in a while. But for the most part, real estate's still a good investment. And so far, so good on the property values right now. Leveling off, I don't think, will be such a bad thing. Thank you, Royce.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.